Well, hello, this is Clint Locklear with a rant of a free trapper. And not so much a rant today, just something I was thinking about. Something happened where someone looked at me like I was crazy yesterday. And, you know, it brought up something to my mind. So before we get into that, though, guys, I'm going to be up at the FTA in Ohio, Manchester, Ohio, next week. And our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tag and Supplies, is also going to be up there. So you can stop by and see Alan at his booth and tell him that you appreciate him sponsoring Rant of a Free Trapper. I would greatly appreciate that if you would do that. Just let him know that people are listening to that. And it would mean a lot to me and it would mean a lot to him. So I hope to see you up there. If you're up there, don't be shy. I'll be really close to... Liesl Russot, actually sharing some tables with him to get an air-conditioned building, so I'm going to be up there. I'm also going to have something that I want to tell you about that I think is going to be pretty exciting for some of you guys out there. Now, cat collectors, a lure that I make, which is probably hands down, probably one of the most reordered cat lures in America as far as volume. It works so well. I mean, someone may sell more cat lure than me. I don't know who it would be, but there, I'm sure somebody out there does. But, you know, it's like when people use it and they go out and they have the success they have with it. You know, the reorders and they're telling buddies and stuff like that. But cat collector is also one hell of a cow lure. It's one heck of a Fisher and Martin lure. It's good on fox. It's caught otter. It's just one of them lures, guys, that rocks and rolls. I mean, I'm amazed at how effective it is on how many different animals that it can do. So tomorrow, when I do the regular trapping show, which is going to be some answers off some questions from Facebook, which I'm really enjoying, we're going to run a trapping radio special on that where we're going to have 4 4-ounce bottles for $55. Now, I can't afford to run this very long, so... If you're interested in some cat collector, you will never, ever see it that cheap again. So it's going to be a short time deal. I've got a certain number of those that I'm going to sell. I'm going to turn it off. But I do want to, you know, it's just one of those things that I want to have for Guys of Trapping Radio to show my appreciation for you listening to that. We're also going to have 4 ounces of mink glands. That's 4 ounces of mink glands for probably $15, which is super cheap for what it is. I've got a big excess of that. I've got about 5 years, I think, stored up of what I'm gonna need it myself. So if you've ever wanted to play around with some mink glands, it's simple. I don't care what kind of bait you're using or whatever, just take a big plastic teaspoon of it and throw it down into a pint of bait, and you're gonna have something that's totally different and some really cool reactions from your predators if you're doing that. But That'll start tomorrow when I put up the trapping radio show. Now, to me, it's one of these things, and being an entrepreneur and being kind of creative my whole life, I'm used to people looking at me like I'm crazy. I mean, I really am. Trappers look at me like that all the time. Non-trappers definitely do. A lot of our local gardeners look at me because of my permaculture. The neighborhood over where we bought the farm on the backside of this really old, scattered out neighborhood, I guess you can call it a neighborhood. All the people there, I mean, I've heard all kind of stuff about what's going on over there. And everybody over there calls me the Berry Man, which I get tickled at. But they look at me going over there and spending as much time as I do as being kind of crazy. And they're trying to like pump me for information. I don't know if they think I'm growing marijuana over there or I'm, you know, like, I don't know, raising unicorns or whatever it is I'm doing. But I get some pretty strange looks from those guys because some of them do farm and they do it very differently than I do. Then they see kind of what I'm doing from a distance and it just blows their mind. And all of a sudden, you know, you get this strange look. Now, when I first decided that I was going to be a professional trapper and I told me and my wife talked about it and we told her family, I got this crazy look about why are you going to stop a construction company to go be a trapper? You know, it's kind of that way. At the same time, when I was working for a pool company and decided that I was going to start my own pool company, everybody looked at me like I was crazy because I was just one of the guys at that point. So all through my life, I'm used to being looked at as crazy. Now, kind of the thought of the day that I'd like you to think about, if you're not being looked at like you're a little bit crazy on a somewhat regular basis, what in the hell are you doing in your life? How boring is that? I mean, it's like, I make jokes sometimes about being a cog in a wheel or something like that. You know, cogs and things like that that just do in the same pattern over and over again, and they never get out of it. They never get any strange looks. You know, if you do what society tells you to do all the time, no matter how miserable you are for it, you never get the crazy looks. If you have a passion or a dream, like to be a professional trapper, like I decided to do 25 years ago, if you have something like that, or you want to be a fishing guide, or you want to start your own business, or you want to, whatever it is, you know, grow pecan mushrooms, you know, whatever, truffles, I guess is the technical term for that. Whatever it is, you know, when you bring that out in the open, I promise you, people are going to look at you like you are crazy. Now, there's a reason for that, for the most part. Most people never get out of any comfort zone of their tribal situation or the society as a whole. So when someone in the herd breaks loose, all of the other herd animals kind of get a little nervous. What's Bob doing over there? Bob's supposed to be over here. What's he doing over there? He could get in trouble over there. He's doing this, that, and the other. I mean, you know, the line's going to get him over there. It's just going to fall apart. He's going to be destitute. He's going to be living under a bridge. He's going to lose his family. He's going to be living in a cardboard box by next Tuesday. That is the way most people look at anybody that wants to do what they know they should be doing, but most of the time they're too afraid to do it. And that's what it boils down to. And it can be a lack of education on how to get it done. It can be a lack of creativity. But if you were, I don't know, in Arkansas, and you just dreamed about meat trapping in the fall and winter, and then doing some ADC work and being a trout guide on one of those clear waters out there in the summer, and that sounds like the perfect thing for you to do, and you don't do it, what a waste. Because I'll almost guarantee you, the person that really wants to do that but is too afraid to do it, they're probably miserable on a day-to-day basis of what they're doing, or they've got so used to being miserable doing what they don't want to do on a day-to-day basis, they don't even realize how miserable they are. So think about that as you're going through your day-to-day life. When is the last time someone really looked at you like you're crazy? I'm not talking about some off-color remark you make or some political statement or something like that. I'm talking about where somebody literally looks when they find out something about you that their head goes kind of sideways and they get kind of cocked about it and they don't know, you know, it's a shock because there goes Bob leaving the herd. I mean, the lions are going to get him immediately because the herd is, here's the thing, and we're going to talk about this on Trapping Radio. The herd is always thinking the lion is always right on their heels. So if they get off the treadmill that they don't want to be on most of the time, they automatically assume that this mystical lion is going to jump up in life and eat them, destroy them, put them in the poorhouse, whatever it is. They're always thinking about the lion. Now, the lion could be there. I mean, if you do something really stupid, you know, if you decided that you're going to be in the Appalachian Mountains, but you want to start a Smurf museum or something like that on a back road that you need a four-wheeler to get to, you're probably not going to make any money. There's a good chance you're not going to make any money. I mean, as far as doing what most people really want to do, oh yeah, there's plenty of ways to generate income in what most people actually want to do. And it could be as something simple as you wanted to go out of state, but you've never done it because the lions are right behind you. You don't have the perfect road map, so the lions are right behind you. you know, and you're thinking, well, if I don't know, have everything lined out, planned out perfectly, where I've got all the information of everything that could ever happen on any situation to do with this, I better not do it. What a waste you're having with your life. Because I can tell you, at 48 or 9 or whatever it is that I am right now, I still think like I'm 20 or 22. My brain cannot comprehend that I'm almost a half century old. That my body slows down, that there's some things that, you know, maybe I wish I would have done. To be honest with you, there's not a whole lot. You know, my biggest drive was to go out and catch stuff for a living, and my God, I got it done. And all the people that thought I was crazy and say you can't do it, and all the people today that are even trappers that say I'm crazy and I couldn't do it, you know, the facts are, yeah, I did. Now, a lot of those same trappers wish they were doing that, but they're too afraid to get out of the herd. And they're too, but the main thing is they're too afraid someone's going to look at them like they're crazy. Because that's tribalism. That's the way that we are. It's ingrained. You know, no matter how much of an individual people think they are, they're part of a tribe. I don't care how much of a paranoid, prepping, bunker building, ammo loading survivalist you are, you've got a tribe out there that's hundreds of thousands of people. I don't care if you want to put on white makeup and black lipstick and look like Elvira, if you're old enough to know who that is, and walk around with dingy clothes and jewelry and barbells hanging out of different parts of your body. You're not an individual. You're still part of a tribe because there's hundreds of thousands of people out there that look and act just like you do. And you know that, even though all of y'all think that y'all are being individual as a big group, so it's not really individual. But you let somebody like that, that wants to look like Elvira or some type of wannabe vampire tattooed up, whatever, and they start changing the way they dress, the tribe's going to look at them funny, and they're going to start questioning whether they should or shouldn't look like something else, even though they think they're individuals. And it's the same thing with our jobs. I mean, I'm amazed how many people I hear, well, I can't do that. The only reason you can do that because you didn't have kids. Well, granted, it did make some things I've done a lot easier. I will grant you that. But you know, pretty much being your whole life for something, as important as kids are, but making the easy decisions a lot of times, the convenient decisions a lot of times, that's not exactly heroic in my mind. That's being safe. And safe to me is a weird concept. I'll just be honest with you. You know, there's too much that some people want to do in life that they never do, that they just waste. But the most, well, I'd say the biggest reason that people do that is because they're afraid of someone looking at them and looking at them strange. So my question to you, when is the last time someone truly looked at you like you were crazy because you were getting ready to do something that you really wanted to do? I mean, seriously. I mean, as trappers, we probably get that a little bit more just because so few people realize that trapping's even legal. But I mean, besides that, what in your life, you know, can you imagine being in a regular average neighborhood in America and you decided that you wanted to grow all of your own food, so you tilled up all of your grass and you planted all of your own vegetables and fruit trees in your front yard and your backyard, and you had kiwis growing up on your house and grapevines over an arbor, and yet, you know, you're growing melons and tomatoes and your lettuces and sweet potatoes and regular potatoes all over the place, where everybody else around you has got a perfectly clean, no clover, no dandelions. Everybody gets out there and worships that yard and does the same thing with it all up and down the blocks all around you. But the one person that decides they're going to grow their own food in the middle of that is going to be an outcast. People are going to look at them like they're weird. Now, today, it probably wouldn't be as bad because that's becoming more popular. But even in most neighborhoods, the blue hairs and everybody else are going to get so uptight that someone's doing something out of the ordinary they will start fighting you one way or the other. Now, besides strangers, guys, I need to warn you about something. If you're actually going to do something in life that matters, there's going to be, for the most part, most of your family and friends are going to be the biggest obstacles you run into, and they're going to do their best to talk you out of it. No, man, you just got 14 more years down at the factory, man. You just need to stick it out. You know, you'll only be 67 and crippled when you get out, but, you know, you'll have some money in that 401k and you'll be able to retire. Don't you dare quit and go do what you want to do while you still can. I'm not going to say it exactly like that, but you know exactly what I mean. If you wanted to start an ADC business and you've got a really well-paying job, you know, and you start running it part-time, then all of a sudden you realize you're making as much at your job, then in a couple of years later you're making more at your job and you're enjoying it. Everybody that's working that job or has another job is going to look at you like you're crazy if you quit. Now, once you're successful for a while, oh yeah, I know he could do it. Yep, I know he could do it. You know, but at the beginning, the looks, the craziness that people are going to think that you're having, it's going to be very uncomfortable. You know, which brings up one other little point. One of the biggest things about crazy is the disconnect that individuals have with each other. And I think you need to understand this from the beginning. So if you're deciding that you want to go out and crush life instead of being crushed, or go out and crush life instead of just having a mediocre life, if you're thinking about it and you're researching it and you're dabbling in it and you're watching videos on it and you're reading books about it and you're going to some seminars or conventions or something like that, or you're taking some online courses for it or whatever it is, and that's in your head all the time, your crazy idea to you won't be very crazy because it's a normal part of your day. But when that comes up in conversation with someone that hasn't done all of the background work that you've done, they're going to throw up a great big wall. They're going to start shooting artillery at you. They're going to start, because they love you, they're going to start trying to come up with every reason why you've lost your mind and you need to go back and do whatever it is you were doing. One of that main reason right there, because like when I talk about trapping with somebody else, or meat foraging with somebody else, or permaculture with somebody else, that's such a daily part of who I am. It's strange to me that not everybody I come in contact thinks the same way. You know, it's weird to me, but it's even weirder for them. Because who in modern day goes out and tries to collect most of their own meat, grows most of their own food, starting a permaculture farm, and then in the winter he's going out and he's killing animals, you know, and he's doing some foraging, and he's doing, I mean, that's like a throwback to, you know, caveman type stuff. Why would anybody want to put themselves through that when they can sit in the nice, safe cubicle with air conditioner and a computer box staring at you all day, and you got your telephone and a break room and you get to go to lunch? Why would anybody want to go out and do what this crazy fool's doing? But see, to me, it's normal. To most people, it's not normal. And you need to realize that if you're going to express what it is that you're going to be doing to somebody else. And you need to understand that most of your family and friends are not going to be supportive. Now, if you know that ahead of time, you can deal with it. If you're all excited about what you're going to be doing because you've done been in depth into it, and it comes out of the blue moon at somebody, be like me this weekend in Iowa going, you know what, guys, I think I'm going to get out of this trapping thing and I'm going to be a ballerina dancer. Or always thought it'd be cool to be one of them stripping people that swings around on that pole. That's what I'm going to do. Now, if I started telling everybody that in Iowa, could you imagine what people would look at me like? Because it's such a strange departure from what everybody, especially that knows me, would be going, you're going to do what? You're going to do ballerina? Seriously? like in the little tights, oh, that's going to be ugly. But besides the ugly, it's just completely different. For one, I don't even attempt or like to even think about trying to dance. But if I was to go that route, could you imagine the confusion of all the people that know me as a trapper of what that would be like? So when you're talking to your friends and family, and you've got the, you know, probably the safe, convenient thing that everybody else does around you for a living, you know, even though no one's really happy in it most of the time, that's your normal thing. And all of a sudden you're going to show up and go, you know what? I think I'm going to go join. Oh, what's the thing? I was going to make a bad joke about Star Wars. I guess join the Resistance and be a Jedi. I mean, it would be like, what? I mean, if you're doing it at a factory worker and you're going to come out and you're going to say you're going to be an ADC trapper, out of the blue, people are going to look at you like you're crazy. So the biggest thing that I want you to think about this week from a non-trapping point of view, and it could be about trapping, what in your life do you have someone looking at you like you're crazy for? And if you don't, are you really living the life that you want to live? Because there's the herd mentality that you can look historically through that's pretty freaking boring, that most people do. Or there's the get out of the herd mentality, but you're going to have some crazy looks. And when I talk to a lot of people, the interest, especially from trappers, are so varied about what they want to do or they think is cool or what their hobbies are, things they could actually be making a living from, that they don't do. To me, it's pretty sad. You know, so your goal should be, at least on a weekly basis, you need to have somebody cock their head at you and look at you like you got four eyeballs, two nose, and your tongue split or something. That's what you need to be trying to do. You need to be the guy that people are looking at like they're crazy. And as long as what you're doing is somewhat smart about what you're being crazy, and it's what you really are passionate about and what you want to go do, which one of those people would you rather be? The one that's being looked at funny or the one that's looking at somebody else that's taking a step outside of the herd a little bit and they're not? That's what I want you to think about, guys or girls. You want people to look at you like you're a little bit crazy. Because until you do that, I guarantee you, you're not living life very much.